Sam gave a tremulous nod, working up his courage with a visible effort. Slowly, he swiveled his head. His eyes whitened, but John held his arm so he could not turn away. "Sir Jeremy," the old bear said gruffly, "Ben Stark had 6 men with him when he rode from the wall. Where are the others?" Sir Jeremy shook his head. "Would that I knew." Plainly, Mormont was not pleased with that answer. "2 of our brothers butchered almost within sight of the wall, yet your rangers heard nothing, saw nothing. Is this what the Night's Watch has fallen to? Do we still sweep these woods?"
Yes, my lord, but do we still mount watches? We do, but this man wears a hunting horn."
Mormont pointed at Arthur.
"Must I suppose that he died without sounding it? Or have your rangers all gone deaf as well as blind?"
Sir Jeremy bristled, his face taunt with anger.
"And no horn was blown, my lord, or my rangers would have heard it. I do not have sufficient men to mount as many patrols as I should like, and since Benjamin was lost we have stayed closer to the wall than we were wont to do before, by your own command."
The old bear grunted.
"Yes, well, be that as it may."
He made an impatient gesture.
"Tell me how they died.